according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dog daring you since 1990. Even with a scratchy little throat like this one, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, I think it's going to be about 50 minutes, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to last week's radio obituary retrospective. It was an excellent time. I think we all learned a lot, again, because we forget a lot. A lot. And going even further back in time, I would like to thank DJ Ryan D from Music Savage for sitting in on the show a couple of weeks ago while I was gallivanting, as I like to do, but don't do nearly enough. But Ryan did a great show. I listened to him while I was down in the Smoky Mountains with the January Fairy playing shuffleboard. Because why not? But I wanted to use this first portion of the program tonight to look back in silliness at many of the things that I did whilst gallivanting. I don't have much of a voice, so I'm going to jump right into it, right here, at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Do you even know what I'm talking about? Yes, your eyes are lighted windows. There's a party going on inside. Your mouth's a roller coaster. Baby, I want to take a ride. When you look me over, baby, makes my face turn cherry red. When you look me over, baby, it makes my face turn cherry red. Cause your mouth's a roller coaster, but your mind is just a big brass bed. Your mouth's a roller coaster, I wanna take a ride. Please let me buy a ticket, let me slip and slide on that crazy roller coaster. Where the wind blows free. You spoiled me, baby, and now the carousel's too tame for me. You could be gentle as a raindrop, sweet as rock and rye, tender as the inside of a caterpillar's thigh, but you're slick and evil, just like your patent leather shoes. Your mouth's a roller coaster, I've got those roller coaster blues. Oh, your eyes are lighted windows, there's a party going on inside. Your mouth's a roller coaster, and I truly wanna take a ride. Baby, when will you decide to let me take a little ride so I can lose these wailing, crying, terrifying, big four-poster roller coaster blues?
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce that great inventor,
Thomas
Alva.
No!
Alexander Graham.
No!
Wilbur and Orville.
No!
Well, then who?
Clyde Crash Cup.
Clyde Crash Cup?
Science lovers of the world, ladies and gentlemen, Leonardo, on this momentous occasion, I, Clyde Crashcup, inventor of the wheel, the internal combustion engine, and the horse, to name but a few, shall unveil my latest invention. Soap. That's sir for sir and ope for ope soap. Oh, that's a very good question, Leonardo. I have been asked an intelligent question, ladies and gentlemen. What is soap for? And to that question, I shall give an intelligent answer. Soap is for eating. It is palatable to the palate, delightful to the nostril, vitamin-enriched and highly digestible. And, as Socrates once said, the proof of the soap is in the eating. So... How did it taste? Excellent. A little water, Leonardo. Yes, really delicious. I believe I have done it again. What have we here? A bubble. A little miracle of nature. Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. Innocent bubble, you know not trouble. Ah, well, back to science. Curious effect water has on soap. Indeed curious. It creates bubble. Burr for burr and ubble for ubble, bubble. Does that suggest anything to you, Leonardo? Of course it doesn't. But never mind. My genius is enough for two. Let me see. Dirt. Clean. Cleanliness. Cleanliness next to friendliness. I have it. Quick, Leonardo. Back to the laboratory. There. Another scientific breakthrough. My latest invention. The bathtub. Within this vessel, ladies and gentlemen, man may soak luxuriously in rich, creamy suds. And now, on with the bath. Ladies and gentlemen, a bath is comprised of four elements: the soap, the bathtub, the water, and me. Voila! I love life, and life loves me. Leonardo, open the drain. Unleash the drain. The drain, Leonardo! What do you mean I forgot to invent the drain? Ridiculous, Leonardo! I never forget! You forget! Folks, I hope to be back with you next week, but in the meantime, I must invent swimming. But now let me see. One, two, three, four!
And you're on the monitor beacon. Take one.
Now, it's our opinion that the average person has very little chance to express his views on the pressing national and international problems of our time. And so, periodically, we're going to take our microphone down into the studio audience and give our guests an opportunity to speak out. Bob is down there in the audience with a hand mic now. Do you have a guest with you, Bob?
Yes, I do, Ray. I have a gentleman here who would like to express his opinion on the Bob and Ray Forum. I'll tell you first, sir, that you're not required to give your name unless you want to.
Well, I think I'd prefer to just be known as a good American.
All right. And what subject would you care to voice your views on?
Well, it's my opinion that my brother-in-law, Harvey C. Wintermute, cheats on his golf score.
Well, wait a minute. That's not quite the type of thing we wanted to get opinions on, sir. We're looking for views on national and
international. Well, Harvey always comes in with a card of 85 to 90, somewhere in that range, and I know for a fact that he kicks his ball out of sand traps, and he doesn't count the shots he dubs.
Well, let's move over to this lady.
I know
lady.
That.
All right, okay. Thanks very much. Would you care to give us your name, ma'am?
No, you can just call me a friend of the people.
All right. What pressing issue would you like to voice an opinion on today?
Well, the man who lives in the upper half of our duplex, Roscoe Grubling, beats up his wife every time he gets a load on, and I think the police should move in and stop the thing.
I think your
thing.
Subject is kind of like that of the gentleman we spoke to. It's not of general interest, really.
Well, I think that mean drunks are of interest to everybody, and I also think that 30 days in the workhouse would do this Grubling man a lot of good.
Okay, well, thanks for talking with us. Is there anyone else who wants to speak here on the forum?
Yes, I'd like to.
You're the same chap we spoke to a minute ago, aren't you?
Yeah, I thought of something else I'd like to say. It's my opinion that if the R&J Food Market in Jackson Heights is going to sell day-old bakery products, they ought to reduce the price.
Well, look, sir, you still don't have the idea of what we're trying to do here,
well,
you see?
My wife bought a pineapple upside-down cake there a week or so ago, and it was so old that even a pineapple was stale.
All right, well, I don't think we have to discuss the matter much further here.
Well, do you have these forum periods on your program every day?
No, just once in a while. Every couple of weeks, something like that.
Well, I can stop off here every day on my way home from work. I have opinions on a lot of different issues.
Uh-huh.
I could become a regular feature on the program.
Well, no, I don't think so. We like to give as many different people as we can a chance to speak.
My brother prints up counterfeit tickets to radio and TV shows, so I wouldn't have any trouble getting in.
Well, we'd prefer that you stayed away, really.
I also think that my wife is getting fat and sloppy. I could talk about that next time.
Well, I think our forum period is just about over now anyway.
Are you ready, Hezzy? Okay, let's go.
Thank you. Girl of Virginia, I wish I could win ya, and then I could spin ya across the dance floor. We'll face tomorrow in gladness and sorrow. I think I'll go ask her to play some canasta with me by the fire. We'll face tomorrow in gladness and sorrow in the land where your father danced with your mother in the land of
ever saw. Jolie Blonde wouldn't hold a light. Each day I get her off of my mind, but she comes right back at night. Slip across the Tennessee border, fell into careless hands. I love you so much, dear, it hurts me, but you broke my heart again. Oh me, oh my, I sighed and I cried. I wonder why she almost drives me wild. Always liked the things of nature. I'm just a country boy, you see. I had to take an old potato when we had company. Always liked to hear the cattle call. Candy kisses are in style. Why don't you haul off and love me, or else I'm going wild. Oh me, oh my, I sigh. Oh me, oh my, I wonder why she almost drives me wild. She'll be here anytime. When she does Smoky Mountain Boogie, I'll always run and hide. I'm slipping around when she's in town. She almost drives me wild. And then she broke my humpty-dumpty heart on a Tennessee Saturday night. She'd rob another's castle, and that would be her big delight. I'm driving nails in my coffin, cause she's never satisfied. And I guess those wedding bells will ring, cause she almost drives me wild. Oh me, oh my, I sighed and I cried. Oh me, oh my, I wonder why she almost drives me wild.
Mandy Lee from Tennessee, sweetest gal you ever did see. Fell in love, and here's what's more, married a golfer who couldn't score. One night when she was tight, she yelled with all her might, "Golfing, Papa, you're way over par. Better stop putting on my green. You had your way on my fairway. You know what I mean. Oh, your staunch is perfect and your aim is true. But when you drive, you don't follow through. golfing, popping your way over par. Better stop putting on my grief, and I'll say it again. Golfing, popping your way over par. Better stop putting on my grief. You know you had your way on my old fairway. You know what I mean. You can't putt with that thingamajig. Your club's too short and your feet's too big. Golfing, popping your way over par. Better stop putting on my green. Putting on my green. You had your way on my fairway. You know what I mean. How you play, I can't see through it. You need a club with more whip to it. Golfing, popping your way over par. Better stop putting on my green. Putting on my green. You had your way on my fairway. You know what I mean. I thought you were a man who knew his stuff. You just swing and boom, you're in the rough. Golfing, popping your way over par. Better stop putting on my green. Use your nibbling. Stop putting on my green.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was just about 30 minutes. And I still don't have a whole lot of a voice. So I'm not going to sit here and dally because I've got radio obituaries to talk to you about later on. So I'm going to save it up and put you right back into that said silliness. You all can talk it up over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. That's good enough for me. Here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Japanese Calypso, 恋の歌. Hey, hey, hey!
銀座の街角で 素敵なお嬢さんに 巡り合いました. 私と散歩しませんか?
Japanese Calypso, 恋の歌は Ay, ay, ay! Japanese Calypso, 夢の歌. Ay, ay, ay!
お茶でも飲みながら 静かに語りましょう. お好みならハイボールで 乾杯してもいいです.
Japanese Calypso, 恋の歌は Ay, ay, ay! Japanese Calypso, 夢の歌. Ay, ay, ay! Japanese Calypso, what you do to me? Ay, ay, ay!
Men visit Tokyo to see the sights. He go to nightclub to see bright lights. Find all the girls there, they bet so nice. How do they get that worm, fishes and rice?
Japanese Calypso, what you do to me? Wow! Ay, ay, ay! Japanese Calypso, live dangerously. Ay, ay, ay!
Men meet a girl there, she cry and say, it's long, long winter and no place to stay. He then make promise to save her from the cold. Good sister, hurry up and buy me mink stole.
Japanese Calypso, what you do to me? Wow! Ay, ay, ay! Japanese Calypso, live dangerously. Ay, ay, ay!
心配いりません. Japanese calypso 踊れば言葉なんかわからなくても楽しい恋の花咲く
Japanese calypso 恋の歌はあいやいや Japanese calypso 夢の歌あいやいやJapanese Calypso, Japanese Calypso,
Look at me, I'm wonderful. Shibidibiwah. I'm not a bit like you or you. I'm a super showbiz star. You all buy my record, so I'd like to say some little old cliche like that of Hi, everybody. Good evening. It's a privilege being back in your country.
2 minutes, Mr. Smith. Larry Smith.
What's up? We're Boys to Men.
How do we educate our kids so they have a fighting chance in today's world? We don't have to tell you that children face pretty tough challenges these days.
We adults need to go the extra mile to make sure our kids find something in school that really sparks their interest, like music. Teenagers who study music and arts tend to find tough science and math concepts easier to grasp.
It has to do with development of something called spatial IQ. And music and creativity go together, too. We know from our own lives that teachers who appreciate creative thinking embrace our love of music.
So, help prepare your children for life. Encourage them to learn to love music.
A PSA brought to you by the National Association for Music Education.
The Tennessee Local is a slow-moving train, but folks in Tennessee never seem to complain. They like a slow ride, so they can see the countryside. I said the Tennessee Local is a smoky little pokey little train. You never have to worry about it jumping the track. They oil it with molasses, that's what's holding it back. They like a slow ride, so they can see the countryside. I said the Tennessee Local is a smoky little pokey little train. It chugs along and hugs along an old rusty rail. It stops at every hamlet to deliver the mail. It slows at every crossing when it comes to the bend. The engineer gets off and has a chat with a friend. You count the cows and chickens as you ride on your way. You read the Burma signs and understand what they say, 'cause it's a slow train. But you can see the whole terrain. I said the Tennessee to Local, it's a smoky little pokey little train. It chugs along and hugs along an old rusty rail. It stops at every hamlet to deliver the mail. The boiler leaks, the engine squeaks, the seats are all loose. But the Tennessee Local has a classic caboose. You count the cows and chickens as you ride on your way. You read the Burma signs and understand what they say, 'cause it's a slow terrain. But you can see the whole terrain. I said the Tennessee Local is a smoky little pokey little train. I said the Tennessee Local is a smoky little pokey little train. Speedy West.
Drinking, and if you're gonna do the drinking.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Wobbles in the Think Tank. That wraps up the first portion of Gallivantation in tonight's episode of Wobbles in the Think Tank. Hopefully you enjoyed it all as much as I enjoyed doing the original thing. But let us turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Our initial radio obituary is for Wilco Johnson, the English guitar player, singer, songwriter, and occasional actor. He was a member of the pub rock band Dr. Feelgood in the 1970s and was known for his distinctive guitar playing style, which he achieved by not using a guitar pick, but by playing fingerstyle guitar. Wilco Johnson just passed away at 75. I had tickets to go see him back in, I thought I had tickets to go see him back in 2020 in London. But the way that went down was I attempted to buy tickets to see Dr. Feelgood, but it was sold out already. Then someone was kind enough to buy me tickets to see Dr. Feelgood, so I would get to see Wilco Johnson, because if you remember back then, the cancer was still a thing, and it was, you know, it was one of those you don't know how many more chances you're going to get. So this very fine person bought me tickets to see the show, but actually bought tickets for the next year's festival that they had already booked to play. And of course, the world fell apart, that gig never happened, and so I never got to see Dr. Feelgood. Not the saddest story in the world, but not my favorite, because I love Dr. Feelgood. So we're going to send this entire radio obituary out, of course, to our own Ambassador Feelgood, Scott Cornish, certified genius, just because we can. It's the initial radio obituary for Wilco Johnson, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When boys got an hat? Where'd you get a haircut? Brentcross Shopping Centre? I bet your mother fed you with a catapult.
Oh, Mr. Shag, nasty, a bit of give and take. You call me a divvy, and I think you're a snake. Oh, Mr. Nitty Cratch, come on for heaven's sake. Stick your finger up your nose, cause you give me the ache. Oh, Mr. Peanut, I don't like you at all. Not only are they poisonous, but your eyes are much too small. Oh, Mr. Pasty Claws, you haven't got a clue. So stick your finger up your nose and paint your money blue. Oh, sure, my sure, of course you must be joking. Oh, yeah, my lady, you must be up to three. What's more, see, you're the finger that you're poking. That finger stands to reason, so does me. We'll be right back.
dinosaur. But just one of those little spies of yours, and I want more.
started up. Feel bad, sad night. Never saw a red light. Signs were screaming all around. I pulled on over and shut her down. The black cop gave me a shot with his gun. Set up against the wall, don't